When our daughter was little, we displayed most of her artwork on the refrigerator door. We were usually proud of her creative efforts. Usually. Yeah, there was this time, though, that my wife was painting the woodwork of our daughter's room, and she stopped briefly in answer to the phone in another room, and she gave her little girl one instruction. Do not touch the paint. Want to guess what happened? When my wife returned from her call, little Miss Rembrandt was working on a three-year-old masterpiece. Yeah, unfortunately, she had chosen the wall for her canvas. There on her bedroom wall were designs by the princess. Yeah, done with the paint that was intended only for the woodwork. Now, Mom didn't spank. She didn't even yell. She just went and got a bucket of soap and water and a rag and gave our daughter a new instruction. Clean it up. Well, my little girl scrubbed and scrubbed, mostly to no avail. But she learned something important that day. We're responsible for the messes we make. Oh, by the way, I think that was the only wall painting she ever did. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about fixing what sin has broken. So our word for today from the Word of God comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. It's really about how to clean up the messes we've made. It involves that renewing, transforming process the Bible calls repentance. You might say, oh, you mean the feeling bad about what I did thing? Not exactly. Verse 9 says, your sorrow led you to repentance. Feeling sorry is a good start on repentance, but it's sure not the whole story. No, verse 10 says, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. See what this godly sorrow is producing in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. See, these people understood repentance. It's not just a forgiveness fix for your guilty feelings. It's an all-out campaign to fix what your sin messed up. It's the kind of cleanup that, quote, leaves no regret. Now, our daughter was quick to say, she was sorry for what she'd done that day, and she was forgiven, but she had to step up to the responsibility for the marks she had made. She had to do what she could to remove those marks. Well, so do you and I, with some of the sinful mistakes of our past. If you've brought them to the cross where Jesus died to pay for them, and you've asked for his forgiveness, you're clean. In fact, if you've never brought the sin of your life to him and to the cross where he died for you to have that wall between you and God come down so you could go to his heaven and experience his love? Well, today, why don't you get that settled? Jesus, I take for myself what you did for me on the cross. I'd love to help you begin that relationship, to be forgiven, to be clean today, and to be sure you've done it. That's why I want to invite you to our website, anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. But then, you know, after you've made that commitment to Jesus and ask for his forgiveness, you're not really done, because you aren't emotionally free until you go and do what you can to remove any marks your sin has made. If you've wronged anyone, would you obey the Holy Spirit's prompting to go back and make it right? If you took something, would you repay what you took? When you make every effort to fix what your sin may have damaged, you complete the spiritual circle of repentance and restoration and healing. Now, this will require special grace, special courage from the Lord. But if he's telling you to do this, he will give you everything you need to obey him. The Lord, who has forgiven that sin, may now be pointing to a mess we made with it and lovingly saying, clean it up now. By making things right, you can really close a chapter. You can actually say a firm goodbye to that sin of the past and maybe really feel that great forgiveness that Jesus has already given you.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.